Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Reports. To mask or unmask, the controversy continues. So we just had a study that was released, a little-known study, by the CDC. And this article I'm referring to, which is quoting the CDC study, was published by Breitbart. But there are many other alternative news sources that are covering this. Most of them are covering it up. So when you really look at this, to mask or not to mask, or is it just a masquerade? Or should we just wear masks for Halloween? Well, I don't participate in Halloween, but those of you that do. But an overlooked study published recently by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC, suggests that cloth face coverings or masks are mostly ineffective in preventing the spread of the coronavirus as promoted by public health officials. The CDC conducted the study, largely ignored by the media in the United States, in July and made its findings public in September 2020. It compared 154 case patients, those who tested positive for COVID-19, and a control group of 160 controlled participants, those who were symptomatic but tested negative. The CDC researchers examined the participants who reported wearing face coverings or mask at least 14 days before the illness onset, which falls into the incubation period between 2 and 14 days estimated by the agency. The researchers found that 71% of the case patients contracted the virus despite reporting always, let me repeat that in quotations, always wearing a cloth face covering or mask at least 14 days before the illness onset. And 14% contracted the virus despite reporting often wearing the face covering or mask. That indicates that 85% of the coronavirus study participants contracted the virus even after wearing always 71% or often 14% wearing a face covering or mask, suggesting that masks are not entirely effective at preventing the spread of the coronavirus. Additionally, in 14 days before the illness onset, 71% of case patients and 74% of control participants reported always using a face covering or mask when in public, the CDC reported. So notwithstanding the efforts of 71% of the patients who reported always wearing the mask or face covering, they still caught the highly contagious coronavirus. Nevertheless, Dr. Fauci and the CDC director, Redfield, both prominent members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, and other public health officials have urged everyone to wear masks. Redfield went even further during a Senate panel testimony where he said that masks are more guaranteed to protect against coronavirus than a potential vaccine. So that same month, Dr. Fauci and the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease director came out against conducting a controlled study on the effectiveness of masks to prevent the spread of the virus. So Director Fauci says, right now, I'm convinced enough in summation and totality of the data that has been analyzed by meta-analysis that I'm convinced that the benefit of wearing masks clearly is there and is better than not wearing a mask, he insisted. But earlier during the pandemic, Fauci and other public health officials advised people who were not in the medical field against wearing masks and later changed their minds, urging everyone to wear a mask. So this is a significant study, and I'm not here to advocate not wearing masks. And I've talked about what I saw as some of the rationale for it and the fact that I'm not in active defiance of it. Matter of fact, I'm not out to ruffle other people's feathers. I'm not out to cause ripples throughout society going in and out of restaurants, stores, and being in close proximity to others in general public. I think there's much greater things to protest, but it is interesting that so many are in compliance without even broaching the question as it relates to personal liberties or the effectiveness of wearing them, and just blindly following the dictates of governors and mayors and the medical czars. So for me, I do wear them in public as it relates to going in and out of the stores, as I mentioned, and restaurants, and if I'm in close proximity to others. Otherwise, I just have it attached to my wrist. So if there's a situation or incident, I can easily put it back on. Or I have it down by my chin, might be covering my mouth, but leaving my nose to breathe. These kinds of studies, these questions, should be in the realm of public discussion and discourse, not be frowned upon, in compliance, and what do you know? We weren't protected. So in a way, it is like a masquerade, believing that there, rather than an illusion, you're believing that there's a reality and a security of that there's protective measures, when in fact, you're still vulnerable. And you're, in many ways, putting yourself in greater jeopardy because maybe you approach things and approach people and public settings and interactions more closely because you're masked up, when in reality, if you didn't have a mask on, maybe you would social distance more, just as more of as a precaution. There's lots of different ways to analyze this study, analyze the politics behind masking, this masquerade ball, the muzzling and masking and the mandating to, crowd control and to mind control and to manipulate, maneuver people in ways that in future crises, man-made or otherwise. So now we have the mainstream media that is hypercritical of quoting a study that has limitations based on the study size, but they do this all the time. When is polling or studies or research ever inclusive of the entire population? It's usually a subset. It's usually a sample size. And many times it's a minute sample size. So we have CNN, among others, that are fact-checking. They're saying, digging into Trump's false, and I put it in quotations, false claim that CDC found that 85% of people who wear masks get the coronavirus. Well, it was 85% of that sample size, those that were infected, that were COVID patients, that were debriefed from multiple various health and hospital facilities. I mean, this is a CDC study. This isn't a conspiracy study. This isn't a fringe study. And at least they tried to do a legitimate medical sample size from not just one hospital or facility, but multiple. And these were people that were infected. They were debriefed and they were asked about their mask wearing. And all studies should be looked at with some skepticism. But nevertheless, based on this sample size, based on these 154 participants that tested positive, it's indisputable that 85%, consisting of 71% that wore the mask always, the other nearly 15% wore it often. So when you have undoubtedly more than 70% that always wore a mask that came down with COVID, that contracted the COVID-19 coronavirus in very underreported story pertaining to the wearing of masks and how effective they may be or may not be. But the mainstream media, Dr. Fauci and others, do not want to debate or discuss this, and they don't even want to do a controlled study. So our own CDC did their own study, and that's what the results are. But because it doesn't fit into the paradigm and the politically correct paradigm, then it should be disputed. It should be disregarded. It should be discredited. Well, not so fast. Undoubtedly, that the mask wearing is, at best, a masquerade. At best, it is for appearances, and it's for PR purposes, and it's for giving a false illusion that you are protected, and that you're doing something to protect you and others. Do I believe that there is some minimum benefits and protections? Yes. It has been, to some degree, helpful in slowing the spread, not stopping it. That's all for this edition. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Reports. Till we meet again.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.